Welcome to the PSD Chaos, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. Technology group Wärtsilä recently announced they'd be delivering a 100 megawatt battery energy storage system, or BESS, for Australian renewable energy retailer Flow Power. The so-called Bennett's Creek Battery Energy Storage System is actually the company's 10th project in Australia for retailer Flow Power, with a total capacity in country of 6 gigawatt hours. And on the line to discuss this and the future of renewable energy in Australia and possibly the world is Suraj Narayan, Managing Director Australia and Director Wärtsilä Energy Storage Middle East and Asia. So Suraj, thanks for joining us. And can you tell us a little bit about Wärtsilä and their renewable energy background?
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me. Wärtsilä is a 191-year-old company. We pride ourselves in providing innovative technologies and services that shape the decarbonization of marine and energy sectors. Within Wärtsilä, we have the Wärtsilä Energy and Wärtsilä Energy Storage businesses, who are focused on providing flexible and dispatchable energy solutions based on our engine power plants and battery energy storage to accelerate the transition to a 100% renewable energy future. We see storage as a core infrastructure. Wärtsilä Energy Storage has contracted 19 gigawatt hours of energy storage capacity worldwide.
Okay, and could you give us an overview of Wärtsilä's renewable energy products and projects in Australia? You know, when did the company first enter that market, and what are some of the highlights through the present day?
Sure. So Wärtsilä is a tier one storage integrator in Australia. We have contracted over 6 gigawatt hours of storage capacity in Australia. We have 10 BESS projects, some completed, others in different stages of delivery. These will support the national electricity market, we call the NEM. Our customers include Australia's largest gentailers. Gentailers are generators and retailers, renewable developers and IPPs. Initial projects were based on grid-following inverter technology. Most projects nowadays are based on grid-forming technology. And we are delivering a mix of standalone as well as hybrid BESS projects. When it comes to Australia, our first deal was a small first BESS project for an off-grid application for a gold mine. We contracted that in 2021. Since then, we've contracted many more. Our first utility-scale battery project was contracted in mid-2021, the 250 megawatt-hour Torrens Island battery with energy with AGL Energy, a large gentailer in Australia. We've seen since the initial days, systems were sized for about 1 hour of storage capacity. Nowadays, we see durations of typically 2 to 4 hours. And even longer, under the federal government's capacity investment scheme, some of the successful bidders have projects ranging from 8 to 10 hours duration. In Australia, our largest battery project is the Eraring battery project with Origin Energy, another large gentailer. It's a multi-phase project. It is the largest battery in the Southern Hemisphere, totaling 700 megawatts and approximately 3.2 gigawatt hours. We are also delivering two large DC coupled systems for Octopus Australia. Both are solar PV and battery hybrid projects.
All right. And what's the impetus behind the Bennett's Creek battery energy storage system?
The Bennett's Creek is our 10th BESS project that'll be connected to the NEM. It's a 100 megawatt, 223 megawatt hour battery. So just over 2 hours of capacity at full power. That we've contracted with Flow Power. Flow Power is an Australian renewable energy developer and retailer. This project takes our contracted capacity in Australia to beyond 6 gigawatt hours. Bennett's Creek is part of Flow Power's strategy to pair long-term renewable offtake with large-scale storage and provide firmed renewable supply.
All right. And what will this latest project do for Australia's national electricity market?
Projects like Bennett Creek will enable increased renewable penetration. As you know, batteries can react very quickly to demand, whether it's low, if it's low price, they can charge, they can be dispatched to charge quickly and in the evenings dispatch at high price to respond to the changing market situation. It will support grid stability by providing frequency control ancillary services. Also, like by charging at low prices, discharging during times of high demand, it will reduce overall market volatility and price spikes.
All right, Suraj, and before I let you go, could you briefly discuss the GEMS platform?
Sure. So the sophistication behind our BESS comes from its software. Wärtsilä GEMS is a highly intelligent, fully integrated ecosystem of software products. One such product is the GEMS PPC, the Power Plant Controller, which sits at the forefront of our Australian projects, as a power plant controller in standalone BESS projects or as a hybrid power plant controller in solar and BESS projects, or even wind and BESS when those happen. GEMS PPC enables the BESS to respond almost instantaneously to grid frequency changes, meaning our customers can access premium markets they wouldn't otherwise be able to, and provide stability services to the grid when they're needed most. GEMS PPC also enables grid-forming inverters to provide a key stability service called synthetic inertia. This technology enabled a first-of-a-kind project of ours in the UK with our customer Zenobi. Then we have another GEMS product, which is called the GEMS Cloud Connect. It provides cloud-based portfolio control. Another one is a GEMS BMS. Battery management system provides most accurate measurements of state of health, state of charge, and cell imbalance. Then the main what we're trying to do with the GEMS, with all the intelligence and the data that it has, we have something called GEMS Pulse, which transforms the battery data into actionable insights. For example, it helps storage customers, asset owners, to optimize performance, uptime, and revenue throughout the system lifecycle. These batteries, as they charge and discharge, the cells, they drift away from each other, the cell voltages. So if you have even small errors in state of charge or state of health or cell imbalance, can lead to millions in lost revenue. For example, a 100 megawatt 2-hour battery with a 5% state of charge error, they can lose over 20 million over the project's lifetime. So what the GEMS Pulse does is to help minimize such errors, and it reduces the standard capacity in a battery, thus enabling higher revenue generation from the asset. We have another GEMS solution called the GEMS Bidcast. It's only available in Australia. It's our optimized bidding and forecasting solution. Yeah, so that's GEMS in a nutshell for you.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Suraj. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.